Commercial success versus artistic independence. It's a familiar conflict that many musicians in Nashville have faced, including Vanessa Carlton. After releasing hits like A Thousand Miles, she felt stifled by the major label she was on and decided to go independent, a shift that also changed the way she saw herself. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in the live taping of her podcast Movers and Thinkers about starting over on her own.
It was 2002 when Vanessa Carlton's label released the song that would catapult her to fame.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound.
Vanessa began as a product of what she calls the pop star machine.
They're all older male executives, and they're like, okay, let me see how I can package this girl.
And as a young artist, that is not easy to navigate on your own.
I remember when I was about to film my first video for A Thousand Miles, and my manager called me in, and he goes, like, go like this. He, like, pinched his arm. I was like, okay. He's like, lose it, you know? And I think that was the beginning of the end, really.
Vanessa released two more albums on major labels, but as she became more confident as a musician, she also grew increasingly unhappy.
And it was always a threat, like, well, we're not going to give you the money to complete this project unless you do it in this way. And then it's like, you know, you get to a point where you realize, actually, I'm in control of this situation. I think that's one of the most empowering and wonderful moments in any human brain, where you're like, I am contributing to staying in this place. So if you say to yourself, you know, I've led myself here and I am not a victim of this situation, then it means you're empowered.
The next time her label gave her an ultimatum, do it our way or we're not giving you another budget, she took control by walking away, which gave her another empowering realization.
One thing I learned personally was that my instincts were pretty much spot on, but I mean, not always. I've definitely dated some people that it was not questionable instincts. But in terms of like my impulse and the essence of who I am, you're born with that. And it's like you just don't ever want to quiet it too much.
Vanessa says she's grateful for her early success because it makes her current projects possible. But making music her own way has been much more fulfilling. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Listen to more of our interview with Vanessa Carlton and two other people who've had to reinvent themselves in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. Find it at podcasts.wpln.org or on any podcasting app.